Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good afternoon. This is Jody Lowe with Leadership Lowdown, powered by You and Improved and Conscious Capitalism Arizona. Leadership Lowdown is a radio series dedicated to shining a spotlight on Valley business leaders and sharing the real stories behind their rise to the top. We want to know the truth about what it takes to truly succeed in life and in business. We're here to uncover these leaders' journeys, whether it's the pitfalls, the victories, and of course, all the heartaches and triumphs in between. And today, I'm sitting across from a dear friend and someone I admire so much, Ms. Kate Tanner, we don't say owner, we don't say CEO, and we don't say founder. It is head toy tester of Kid Stop Toys and Books. So welcome, welcome. I'm so happy you are here.
Thank you, Jody. Thank you much.
Absolutely. So thrilled to have you here. And then we have another guest joining us as well, Mr. Bob Anderson, who is the owner of Prisma Graphics. So happy to have you both in studio today. Welcome, welcome. And we'll start with you, Kate. So 20 years. Is this like the biggest exciting anniversary ever or what? 20 years. Tell us about that.
You know, I'm still having trouble wrapping my head around it. It's 20 years. And the more I look back, the more I choke up.
Yeah.
I always had a dream of watching families grow up, and now I'm hiring my customers. So yes, it has been 20 years.
So exciting. And interesting because, well, first of all, I have two daughters who are huge fans of your shop. I've shared that with you numerous times. But you're one of the last and the latest and greatest. And if I heard correctly, did you just win top 25 toy stores in the U.S.? Did I get that right?
Yes, this is our third year. We are one of the top 25 in the country, rated by Fatherly.
I mean, that's pretty big. That's exciting. You've got to be, I mean, do you just like get goosebumps? I get goosebumps for you. So I'm assuming you must be like, pinch me. Are we really doing
all this?
It is
a pinch me because I walk through the same door every day. I just throw on my jeans and polo shirt. Nothing changes.
Right.
We just have fun.
Yeah.
And kids growing up, it's just such an engaging time. How can you not giggle, laugh, and have fun with your kids?
Right,
come on.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So tell our listeners a little bit about this journey. So 20 years, where did you start? What got you into this? Obviously, a love of children and toys and the magic that comes with that. But tell us about how this all happened.
Over 20 years ago, I worked with teachers.
Okay.
And one of the things I got to do was set up classrooms. And then you get to see the kids pour into the classrooms and their little minds just explode. The light bulb just burst over their head when they get the toys that connect the dots. So teachers are all about manipulatives, things that can be put into a hand.
Sure.
So I used to travel half the country. And when I got married 20 years ago, my future husband looked at me and said, I can build a store if you can run it.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, well, I do half the country now. How tough could one store be? Well, you have no accounting firm. You have no marketing team. It's you.
Yeah.
So we have learned along the way. But the biggest thing was I got to see the children grow.
Yeah.
So like you, friends that I've made along the journey, mm-hmm. I've watched their children grow. I've watched their parents grow. It has been a wonderful 20 years.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So there wasn't necessarily an entrepreneurial bug when you were a little kid. It was just a love of children and toys and learning that sparked all this.
I have to say, my husband owned his own business,
okay.
And he wanted me to own my own business
and
stay home.
Yeah.
Being on the road so much,
sure.
Over 180 nights a year in hotels.
Wow.
So it's a big country out there when you cover half of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
A lot of road trips. So
absolutely.
Very happy to be home.
So did you have a certain mentor or how did you learn what to do and how to do it? Obviously being new as an entrepreneur 20 years ago.
I think like many entrepreneurs, you stumble, pick yourself up and keep going. But there was a chain of stores in Minnesota that I loved
mm-hmm.
and I shopped at for my future stepson.
Yeah.
And my husband said, why are you shipping all these toys home? You know, they don't even fit on a plane. And
sure.
I'm like, because this is the coolest toy store.
Yeah.
So he flew up. We looked at it. And he said, let's do it. And I thought, why not? Mm-hmm. So believe it or not, we opened as a teacher resource store.
Oh, okay.
But quickly, and again, you talk about entrepreneurial pitfalls.
Yeah.
I visited 52 schools and grand opening weekend, Thursday night. I'm giving away $1,000 worth of teaching supplies. Two teachers showed up. I went home in tears.
Oh, I'm sure.
And one of them was my stepson's kindergarten teacher. So I said, let's divide all the goodies. We're all good.
Yeah.
So Saturday morning, my husband comes running in the back room and he says, who's doing story hour? You need to get out there now.
Yeah.
We had 52 families in the house.
Wow.
So I knew right then and there parents were very involved and wanting more great toys.
Yeah.
So we shifted gears and Kids Stop Learning Fun, Inc. became Kids Stop Toys and Books.
I love it. Well, and you know what? You met the market where you needed to and learning along the way. Wow. That's incredible. I didn't even realize that part of the journey. So that's exciting.
That was the beginning.
And so what would you say, because obviously there's been those changes that have come along the way. What would you say was the biggest obstacle or hurdle over these 20 years that you've had to overcome or just get through as an entrepreneur?
Oh, you know, it's interesting because I've always had the feeling if anybody hands you lemons, you make lemonade.
Sure.
It's just the way it goes. I think the biggest hurdle was realizing what you had to give up with your own family.
Sure.
When employees are sick and they can't come to work, missing Nutcracker on Sunday because an employee was a no-show.
Sure.
Having to do the shows. Mm-hmm. You know, after 20 years, New York Toy Fair is fabulous. But New York and 31 inches of snow is not.
Not so fabulous, no.
So, but every year we make the journey.
Sure.
And we do 9-10 shows a year.
Wow. And the only way to stay up on it and, yeah.
Oh, we always have the newest and the most trending.
Of course. Yes, you do. Your shop is truly amazing. For anyone who hasn't been there, I mean, it's roughly Scottsdale and Shea. It is truly like walking into a little wonderland, and you see these kids' eyes just pop out of their little faces. They're so excited. It's amazing, and it's so expansive. You have how many products?
Oh, I don't even want to say.
Yeah.
It's scary. It's scary, but I can tell you, in 20 years, we have gone through 138,000 different SKUs
under
that roof. I just looked it up for a news reporter. And she was saying, how many toys? 000. So, because we've expanded into gift.
Yeah.
So, as our moms and their kids grew up, we wanted to keep them with us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And believe it or not, my newest, trendiest item is laundry detergent.
Really?
Crazy.
What
I would
is this
have never
about?
Thought a toy store would sell laundry detergent.
Does
I've
it,
had to reorder.
Does it snap, crackle, pop? Fizz, turn colors. What does it do? Does it have glitter?
It makes your clothes smell amazing. It's crazy.
Uh-huh.
But it was what would you say? The laundry detergent molecular design was redone by four guys at MIT.
Oh my gosh.
It's cleaner, totally organic, better for your machines, and
what?
Your clothes smell phenomenal. So my rep who's repping it, I give her the due diligence at the last show. I'm going to hear the spiel.
Right.
I stand there with a chip on my shoulder because you're wasting my time, right? And lo and behold, they spray it. And I went, that was it.
Yeah.
We were hooked. We've already reordered.
And
Frey is working with us on social media because they love the fact that a toy store is selling laundry detergent.
Isn't
we're crazy people.
Amazing. It's amazing though, but that's what makes Kids Stop so unique is you truly, there's no set in stone. This is the way it has to be. It's about, hey, we want to zig. We're going to zig. We're going to zag. We're going to zag. So how great. How great. Laundry detergent.
Turned it into a family event.
Yeah.
And it's kind of neat because now some of our customers are becoming grandmothers.
Nice. Nice.
So Frey has a beautiful set that we can gift as a shower gift. So we keep working it all in to the system.
Awesome. Awesome. Love it. Love it. It's exciting. And now for you, obviously you're dealing with multiple generations and you're seeing, you know, children grow up to probably end up working for you and these fun, exciting things. When you look at the next 10, 20, what's the forecast for you? What do you see? What do you envision?
I think families will always want to have fun together.
Mm-hmm.
And investing in toys is an investment, and you want to make sure you have your money's worth. So we have always been about value.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, we say our toys, hours of play, we will beat anybody in the market.
Yeah.
Like this morning when we had Channel 10 out,
yeah.
The cameraman was playing with the bow and arrow.
Right.
All by himself over there, we turn around, the camera's on the ground, and he's shooting the bow and arrow. He's older than 14.
Right.
So there is no age limit to toys. So we have always wanted to be just part of your family.
Right, right.
We want you to have fun on Sunday afternoon. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving, I think of one of our fellow networking guys who had 4 bow and arrows set up in his backyard on Thanksgiving. He said his grandkids never came in the house except to eat.
Wow.
So that's what we're known for, is the toys the kids can't pull down, you know, can't put down.
Sure.
And it's awesome. Our employees are having children, so I know my fresh supply of toy testers is always coming around.
Right, right.
And we are here to make sure that you engage what's best for them.
Absolutely.
Social skills, mm-hmm. motor skills, mm-hmm. and the creative side.
Love it.
And then we say, at the end of the day, a great book.
Yep. I love it. So when you look at you, so you have your toy testers and you've got your toy experts for your employees, which I love. I love the language around that. For you, not only was today a big morning having the news out there and broadcasting, but you've got a huge event this weekend. Toy Testing USA is going on over at Kid Stop. So tell us a little bit about the event and what that's going to look like.
Well, we believe in making holiday shopping easy.
Mm-hmm.
And what better way to know that somebody's going to score under the Christmas tree or this Hanukkah if you don't see your kids loving it?
Yeah.
So this weekend, 10:30 to 3:30, we are taking over 200, 250 toys out into the parking lot.
Oh my gosh.
It's huge. So every 10 minutes, a couple hundred kids are just going to the next toy. STEM, games, we're going to be making craft kits, a ninja line. We have a full ninja line. They're coming down from Colorado. America Warrior Ninja will be there with their line. We have Fobo, Marky Sparky, Hoppe Toys. We will have set up pretend and play areas for 1 to 3 year olds.
Oh my gosh.
Easy rollers that you ride around on. You better wear your tennis shoes too, yeah. Because like I said,
you're running and moving fast.
There is no age limit to play.
I love it.
Never.
And you're expecting hundreds of kids for this.
Hundreds and hundreds. The first 500 get a great backpack with some toys from Murphy and Dirks.
So cool. For the dogs.
Yes.
The spokes dogs.
Yes.
I love it. That's awesome. Awesome. So anyone is welcome then. It's not like you have to purchase a ticket. Anyone can just show up and participate.
It's totally free. Free event all day.
Awesome. 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 So is this the first time you've done this, or is this something that you've done in the years past? Or
years ago, when we were the only store open in mm-hmm. the southern end of the shopping center, it was a little lonely back then.
Yeah.
we had to do something to remind people we were there.
Sure.
And we came up with the toy tester event. And the first time we did it, we got between 2,700 and 3,000 people. It was a blast.
Oh my gosh.
To see moms and dads and kids have so much fun.
Yeah.
So we've done one like every other year, but uh-huh. then the shopping center filled up.
Yes.
And people don't like you to take away their parking spots.
Oh, right.
But for our 20th anniversary, the shopping center has come together and we're going to have a great day this Saturday. The mustache pretzel guy will be there. Arizona Helping Hands is helping us.
That is so neat.
Jody Lowe, you and Improved will be there. Kendra PR.
Yes.
We have over 40 volunteers from our community that is going to help us put this on for children.
It's awesome. Amazing. It is amazing. I love it. I love it. So you have obviously a great team, and I've been in your shop, and they're always very attentive and helping with suggestions, because sometimes it's a gift, or especially for me having 2 daughters, I'm like, I need a boy gift. Help. You know, like I have no idea where to go. How does that play into your business? Has it been hard to find good help? Because I know that's something, and I'm not sure if, you know, Bob deals with that too, but oftentimes that's a big challenge for a lot of the business owners that we work with is, you know, how do I find great help? How do I retain great help? So is that something that you find challenging, or has that been not such an issue for you?
I think fun places attract fun and great people.
Yeah.
We always hear in the workplace, you want to have fun. Our people are all team players. Rachel goes to the shows with me. Jody and Rachel went to Toy Fair with me. They all have a vested interest.
Yeah.
So, and we all test the toys. We all play games. We have game nights. And this Saturday, every employee will walk and play with all the toys.
So great.
So we're very, very hands-on. And mm-hmm. especially the newer toys that aren't out in the market, our manufacturers are awesome. They
yeah.
give us demos to try. So, and we also like to get our part-time people when they are high schoolers, before they've had any other job. We love first-time employees because
yeah.
they're so moldable and hungry.
Right.
And we're just a little different there. We're quirky, fun, Yeah, you're going to see my employees pull out their cell phones because they look up videos and text information about toys to customers. So we try to stay in the 21st century.
Right. Very hands-on. I love it. I love it. Well, I'm so excited for you and this opportunity to not only win the numerous awards that you win, but to be able to make an impact on families because honestly, I mean, how many toy stores are even left now? I mean, you're the one that you're truly the only place I can think of at this point. And that actually leads me to another question that I've been wanting to ask you. What's the impact Toys R Us, all of these, the big brands, how does that impact you? Where does that leave a brick and mortar individual store?
You have to almost think like a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, it was very sad. A lot of our middle manufacturers were hurt.
Mm-hmm.
They went out of business. Mm-hmm. We lost that entrepreneurial group that was really creating great toys that your Mattel's, Hasbro's buy.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been a regrowth in that area.
Okay.
But then I also think that people do search out the toys that we do get out on social media. So mm-hmm. we have seen steady growth.
Mm-hmm.
And every day, if I don't hear, oh my gosh, I've never been in here. Oh my gosh, the store is bigger than I thought. It keeps going.
Interesting.
So, you know, and kids are born every day.
Yes.
So I think the more the word gets out there, mm-hmm. You asked earlier, we used to have 67 toy stores in the Valley.
Wow.
Like us.
67.
67. I know Tempe, I think, had around 7. It was just awesome. It was all us and Toys R Us.
Yeah.
A long time ago, a little birdie whispered in my ear, just keep doing what you're doing and don't look at anybody else.
Yep. Yep. It's like a Dory, right? Isn't that just keep swimming?
Keep swimming.
It really is. It really is. Well, we actually just had a conversation before we started the show. When I use the word proud, it sounds really maternal. So I never like saying that to another adult, but I am so proud to just see it's what the American dream is all about. And just to watch you as this dynamic, amazing female entrepreneur just crushing it in a space that has had so much change and so much evolution. It's so exciting. And to just be a friend and watch this is really exciting. So I'm super, super happy for you and proud of you and excited for your event.
Well, thank you. It's fun rubbing elbows with people like you.
Oh,
that's for sure.
Well, thank you. Well,
can I add one other thing?
Yes, please.
This weekend, if you come to our event, there's mm-hmm. going to be 20 toy boxes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so Arizona Helping Hands is also working with us this weekend, and we need a few thousand toys for kids this Christmas for the foster kids. This has become very near and dear to my heart.
Yes.
So we will have 20 toy boxes out there that we want stuffed, and we will match all of our customers who donate dollar for dollar.
Oh, wow.
If you want to put a Barbie in there, we'll add another Barbie doll on top. If you want to buy this, we'll pay half, however it works. But I want Dan and his team to go back to Arizona Helping Hands with 20 full boxes.
That's
Let's make
awesome.
Them take out the big truck.
Right, exactly. I love it. Awesome. Yeah. Well, the giving piece is always like, that's my heart. So I love it. Congratulations. It's really, really
Thank
exciting.
You.
So happy for you. And we're going to not shift gears, but I have to be completely honest here. So Bob and I have never met, and I'm so excited to meet you because I know someone from your team but had not had the opportunity to meet you before. So I'm so pleased to meet you. Welcome.
Yeah, you too, Jody. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. We're thrilled to have you here. And now, so you are the owner of Prisma Graphics.
I am the owner of Prisma Graphics, yeah.
So tell us about this because I know you've had an insane amount of growth since you took over in, was it 2000?
Yeah, I took over in 2000. It was a family-owned, started by Sally Frank, started it in 1980, and her husband. She's the first female owner of Prisma. First printing shop owner of a company in Arizona, a woman.
Nice.
Started the company. The culture was great uh-huh. company. They had sold it to several employees, got in trouble in 97. They kind of came back in. They were in the twilight of their retirement years.
Mm-hmm.
Picked up the company in 2000. They were the employees left with all their customers, and they're facing a financial struggle.
Gotcha.
They reached out to me and my friend, Rod Granberry, a partner, and we took over the company in March of 2000 with 28 employees. We have 235 now.
Well, and I saw that kind of growth. I mean, that is absolutely a wow.
Yeah, we're in an industry that's a compressed industry. It's shrinking, right? It's a different industry completely, similar to what we just talked about.
Sure.
How many toy stores there are and what's going on that. It's the same thing where technology has changed how people purchase, how companies operate. And
sure.
So we embrace the technology, and that's why we've really grown. Our people have embraced it, and we've changed how we operate.
Yeah, flexing as you need to. So tell us a little bit about all that you do, because for our listeners that may not be familiar.
Start out as a traditional printer, lot of print and mail, and then what we do is marketing supply chain for large corporations across the country and medium-sized businesses where they need the same brand from location to location.
Okay.
And then we distribute both direct mail, grand format graphics for their stores, anything to support the marketing efforts of those stores.
Okay.
That's how we've grown our company that way. So we do a lot of, when you hear SKUs like that, I mean, I'm like, we have well over 20,000 SKUs in our warehouse, the same all the time from different clients. But our team is all in, our business is almost a logistics business now. It's a lot of shipping. We mail over 7 million units a month.
Wow.
We ship over 20,000 packages a month.
Wow.
And then we distribute about 1,200 traditional print jobs a month.
So unbelievable. So there's a certain segment of business that's really the bread and butter, the crux of who you are?
Yeah. I mean, we're in verticals. We break into verticals. So our verticals are, restaurants, hotels, pharmaceutical, fintech. We're HIPAA compliant, SOC 2 compliant. So a lot of data that comes in, we work off of data. So that comes into us. And so that's where we start with data for our clients. We try to help them grow their businesses. That's our primary. How we've grown is we've grown our clients' businesses. That's what we work on.
That is amazing. And if I read correctly, I mean, you took this in your tenure now to, is it a $40-plus million company?
$47 million this year.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And it's all because of people. I tell that to everyone. A machine doesn't run without a person. Nothing happens without people. And I think it's just great people is what makes it happen. I love to hear the stories like that.
Yeah. So tell us about that growth, because it's been people from, 20 plus people to 230 plus people.
Right.
So tell us about that growth. How did you cultivate that growth in the time you've been there?
So the day I took it, that one gentleman had been there 20 years. He'll be his 40th year with us in March, right? So you never see
you
anybody,
with somebody,
whether they've been there 40 or I think I'm really with people. I think that's my number one skill is I really love to be around people.
Sure.
I like to see everyone succeed.
Yeah.
To me, it's not about the money. I know people say, it is that, but it's not. I like to see my team members, go on vacation, buy their first house, get their kid through college. I think that's really the big dream. And that's how I think I've grown my success is watching them all be successful, both in business and personally.
Yeah, right? So, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I was just reading a statistics. It was maybe about a month or so ago that I believe it was 76% of people cite that the reason that they leave any organization is not because of the money or anything else. It's just not feeling a part of something bigger than themselves. So I love that that's part
Totally agree with that. When you hear about that, it's that fun part of being there and being around that fun part and watching our clients succeed and then watching each individual succeed. That's where we've had our most, I think that's what's helped us grow.
Yeah. Is there something that you've done in particular that's really cultivated that? Do you think it's just your leadership, or do you think that has there been, whether it's programs or trainings or something that you've done to cultivate that?
I think if because the industry shrunk, I think a lot of the best people in industry are with us and have come over because they bring lots of great ideas.
Yeah.
And then, our technology doc shop has been the biggest growth for us. That's been our big growth engine, and it's helped us. I mean, close to 75% of our business comes from that technology, but it was all developed by our people. It's our own proprietary software. So we're a software company / logistics company.
That is incredible.
Printing in the middle, right? So
incredible. And now, how about for you? Did you have certain mentors or folks that sort of took you under their wing at some point to show you the ropes? I know you came from the industry.
Industry. I mean, I was just with a client yesterday, and her husband worked at American Refrigeration Supplies. And I said, I started that company when I was 18 years old as a driver. And I said, it was called Arizona Refrigeration Supplies. And I think it was a really disciplined company, and they were owned by Kitchell.
Okay.
And so I think I learned my business discipline from them because everything had to be a certain way.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, throughout life, I think I've learned from so many different individuals that have helped me grow.
Yeah.
My partner's awesome. He great, great mentor. He's 10 years older than me, so it's been great. But my wife's been a great, great balancing act for me to bounce. Your spouse always is your alter ego and can always turn it on you quicker than anyone.
Right. Right. Good and evil.
Yeah, right. But I mean, I think she's been a great sounding board for me to look at how how people should be treated, and also the, you know, how to be firmer on certain things. You know, that's just how it is.
Right? Well, and how great is that? Because it's not always the case that the spouse dynamic as well as the business partner. I mean, that can go one of two ways. Oh, so happy that it's gone.
It's been great.
Yeah. And what's on the forecast? What's next for Prisma?
So right now we're looking for our second location in either Nashville, Louisville, or North Carolina.
Okay. Because you get over 190,000 square feet, is that right?
We're 190,000 square feet. Our campus is two buildings here in Phoenix, right? And so our next location, I think when you look at what we call the Amazon effect, is the expectation of someone wants something in 1 or 2 days, ground. So that's where our next location is going to be. We really are focused on that. We have a lot of large Fortune 500 and Fortune 1000 companies that really want us to have that second location back there. 70% of the population's back there.
Yeah.
So, you know, even though we're shipping stuff within 24 hours or manufacturing within 24 hours or less, you know, it's still 3-4 days to get back there. And that's not soon enough because the consumer side has driven the business side, right?
Right.
So that's what's really happening here. So, yeah.
Wow. So opening a second campus soon?
I would say within 3 to 6 months, it's going to happen.
Wow.
Right?
So. Wow. I love that you get to call it a campus. We're going to call it Kid Stop. It's going to be a campus. I love that. It's like, you know, you've hit a certain level of business when you have a campus.
Right. So. Yeah. You know, you don't want to say buildings. I think it sounds, you know, campus sounds, and that's what it is. You know, it's, you learn every day there. So it's a campus.
Yeah. Right? I love it. I love it. And now, how does that work for you? Will you be back there to run it?
You know, I have got a great team here. Mm-hmm. I think I'll will be in on all the first startup on it, but I'm probably not going to be that guy. There's a lot of people we've interviewed back there and talked to.
Sure.
And so there's a lot of talented people all over the country.
Yeah.
And so I think it's just, you know, being a great people picker.
Yeah.
And that's what I think I've been.
People picker. I like that too. I'm learning so much from you too today. I love it. All these great terms too. Yeah. People picker. I love it. I love it. So now for you, as you've, you know, been a part of the company now for, I guess it's 19 years, if I'm doing the math correctly.
Years, correct.
Wow. You guys are 19, 20, so 20, close.
20 in March for me.
Oh, okay. So yeah. I'm going to round up. So 20 years. What would you say is the biggest shift that you've seen, you know, in terms of your industry, your employees? What's been the biggest thing that's changed in the 20 years that you've been doing this?
I think people generally are still good. I think, mm-hmm. you know, I think we work at bringing a lot of young people in, and we bring all people in.
Yeah.
So, but I think that mentoring and training and working at giving them responsibility, personal responsibility.
Sure.
We want you to be responsible for what you're working on and own it. I don't think that's changed at all. I think I think the speed at which things run, it's a mm-hmm. lot faster. And mm-hmm. I think that's the thing, adaptability, being able to change.
Mm-hmm.
That's at our campus, we talk about that change is going to happen every day, and you got to flex with it and move with it. And
absolutely.
So I think if you can be agile and just keep looking down to say, this is the direction we're going to go and the road we're going to go, make sure it's communicated to everyone, you can move significant direction and length if you can do that.
Absolutely.
You know, just to communicate with your people.
Absolutely. I think change, so a lot of the corporate training I do, change management is probably one of the top, at least 3 to 5 most requested topics because of exactly that. It's just speed of light right now in so many industries.
And we got this thing called the Big Idea Board, which every employee has a big idea. They can submit it in and they get just a gift card right out of the chute for the big idea.
Sure.
And then if it's a major idea, there's some compensation things.
Isn't
that go with
nice?
It. Yeah. So
I love it.
I think we started it first 2 weeks. We had over 35 great big ideas.
Oh wow!
So it's been a lot of fun. So
keeping that creativity and innovation
and letting them all be a part of the change. Yep. Right. So that's for sure.
Absolutely. So what is your take? And actually, Kate, if you want to chime in on this too, the whole millennial debate, the young people debate, because you both bring in a lot of young people working for you. What say you about this?
So what I'm saying to me is I try to act like millennial. So I've decided that I'm going to be as tech savvy as possible.
Yep.
I'm going to try to think outside of the box and not do what I've traditionally done as a 59-year-old individual.
Yep.
Right. So I'm going to always try to still work hard like I always do. And I believe they all work hard. They just work, I think, somewhat very smart, very smart. I watch them how they work. You know, they put some of the most amount of work through our company with the least amount of touch points.
Uh-huh.
They navigate completely different through how they operate and mm-hmm. how they communicate. And so I've embraced it, and I think I've embraced that a long time ago. And because of it, I've had great success at our company because of it.
Absolutely. Right? I love it. It's interesting that you say that because so that's another big thing, obviously, multi-generational workplace. How do you get people to get along? And there is such a stigma, and I hear it so much about the young people and the work ethic and entitlement. And I get it conceptually, and in the same respect, I think it's you teach people how to treat you. I think if we keep fostering this idea that this is who they are and they're in just this pigeonholed, you know, they're all the same, it's not the case. They're some of the brightest, sharpest, most innovative, creative thinkers. And when you come to the place of let me learn from you instead of thinking that I know all, it's like, wow, magic happens. So
yeah, I look at it much differently. I believe that baby boomers, which I'm part of, have stayed in the marketplace longer and held the position longer.
Yep.
And so it's not allowed the advancement like they were allowed to advance quickly when they were younger, right?
Yes.
So because of that, that's pushed down. And I would rather see being more open and letting them run with the ball, carry the ball, and take on the projects that they know they can. We've had great success, I mean, in every area of our company because of them.
Isn't that great?
Right.
Isn't that great? Well, and if they need a ball, you know where to go.
Right. Right.
And we have seen that the younger kids are just so awesome.
Because
I know 4 or 5 years ago, my manager would say, they're texting again in the back.
Mm.
No, they're not. They're using the QR codes, looking up toys, and they started teaching us. I'm a baby boomer with you, okay?
Right.
Older too.
Yeah.
They have taught us so many new tricks.
Yeah.
And once you open that arena, they will come in every day and go, did you know this toy did this and this toy did that? And they help grandmothers text their children to see what toys to get.
Yeah.
I think we have to stop the millennial bashing.
Yes.
They're a great, everybody
they really
has a chance. Everybody
will
work awesome if it's a fun, invigorating, inviting place to work.
Completely agree. You both have created that clearly. And again, when we embrace the new, look what happens. You know, it's like if you had the same toys and if you were doing things the same way as 20 years ago, where would we be today? So it's like
we're probably in the oldest industries in the world, right?
Yeah.
Toys for children and printing. I mean, there's nothing. And so my thing is that they're still around.
Mm-hmm.
They just have to be constantly moving and changing.
Right.
But it's they've been around forever.
Yeah.
Hundreds and hundreds of years.
Absolutely.
Right? Thousands of years for years.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, I love it. I love it. Well, part of the Leadership Lowdown and one of the fun things I love to do is ask a series of questions that are just not only fun, but I always think rather enlightening. And they come originally from a French talk show. And if any of you have ever seen a TV show that used to run on Bravo called Inside the Actors Studio, they would ask these same questions to all of the actors and actresses at the end of the program. So if you guys are game, I think it's always fun to shoot these questions out to you. You good?
Yeah.
Game on.
Okay, game on. I love it. Okay, so the first question, and whoever wants to answer first, feel free. What is your favorite word?
Awesome.
Ah, I like awesome. That's my generation. Kid of the 80s. Awesome.
I can't say this, Amir, because I would say radical.
Oh, that's another one.
Say,
okay.
Right? Yeah, right. So, and I'm not allowed to say that. My sons have told me that.
Yeah, you're like, that's not cool, Dad.
I say that at work all the time. So.
Rad.
I like
rad and awesome. I'm loving this show even more with you guys today. That's great. That's great. So conversely, what is your least favorite word?
Well, mine would be no.
Okay.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
That's just one of the ones that's a stopper for me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I believe there's always a better way to look at something than just no or can't do it.
Right. Perfect. Perfect. How about you?
Can't.
Can't.
Is not in the vocabulary.
Yeah. You two are a lot more similar than we even knew a few 30 minutes ago. I love it. Perfect. Now, what turns you on, whether it be creatively, spiritually, or emotionally? What lights you up?
Hiking with my dogs on the mountain at 6 a.m.
Ah.
It's when thoughts flow in. It's the calm before the storm. It's the quiet.
Okay.
And I've always snuck away to North Mountain. So if anybody from Arizona Department is listening, please finish the mountain quick. I miss it desperately. You've been renovating for 2 years. They're redoing it, and it's paved because, you know, our toy tester dogs in the store have to stay clean.
Yes.
But I love hiking and just taking 1 hour to prepare.
To do that and breathe. Is that a morning ritual every day?
6 a.m., 5:30 a.m.
Wow. Rain, shine, weather?
little tough in the rain with the dogs. They don't like it.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be water dogs, but they're not.
But they're not.
Well, they live in the desert.
Yeah. It happens. It happens. How about you?
I guess it'd be these inspirational would be when I'm with my family the most, with, mm-hmm. when I have them all together. I think that's my best time. If it's going to be more of a spiritual time, uh-huh. I'm a pilot. So when I'm by myself flying, where there's no distractions from yeah. anything except that, I think that's probably my most quiet time is that moment right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Just the piece of it.
Just
I'm sure.
Piece, yep.
Absolutely. And what would you say turns you off? What don't you like?
Crabby people. there's too much to enjoy love about life.
Yep.
So I understand depression, that type of thing, but just flip the coin and look at all the good.
Yep.
You can't help but smile as big as you are right
yeah.
now.
It's just, it's a choice.
There's so much fun and neat things happening in this world today. We travel like we've never traveled before. Mm-hmm. Families are doing more things together. There's so many things moving in the right direction.
Yep.
You have to love.
Yeah. Love it.
It's amazing too. And I think when you look at that, because I would say that negativity piece of it.
Yeah.
And I think what happens is people are on social media, so they live through other people.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is live through yourself, right? So yeah. do the things that you really want to do. If you spent the same amount of time on Guitar Hero as learning to play guitar, you would be a great guitar player, right? And I've always said that is actually do, don't watch and participate.
Ooh.
And I think that's just that's the big one that I see is yeah. a lot of people just continue to watch what other people do instead mm-hmm. of participating and taking the risk. You may not be great at it, but
yeah.
you at least try to do something.
Yeah,
right?
I love it. I love the do, don't watch. Right. That's great. That's great. Perfect. Perfect. So what would you say? Okay, now this is the word. Now I have to just give you a little preemptive here. This is internet radio. So whatever answer comes to you, feel free. You can say whatever comes to mind. What is your favorite curse word?
We're both hesitating.
Yeah. There's a pause.
So
I'm
working on this one. So I've kind of tried to get off that uh-huh. spot, but I'm going to say the oh crap one is mine right now. That's what I've gone to. That's
yeah.
my curse word because I've gone away from all the other ones.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'm kind of moving.
You're cleaning,
I'm cleaning it up.
Cleaning it up. Taking it up a notch. I love it. We're hitting 20 years in March, so we're
yeah,
cleaning
so
it
I'm
up.
My team knows I'm cleaning up too. I announced that in front of them all, in front of about 200 people. I'm going to work on this thing right here. So
I love it. So now you've got this whole level of accountability.
Right.
Got it. So, oh crap, we'll go with that.
Yeah.
Being in a toy store, you have to watch it every day.
Yeah.
This is a toughie, but yeah. I slipped and said shit one day, and a little boy said, Mommy, Mommy, did you hear what she said? And that really takes you to the next level. You apologize. And the other word that we got in trouble for was fart.
Fart. That's a bad word. Okay.
The woman told me we say poo at home.
Oh, okay.
So, but, you know
teach their
the
own.
Toy together, you know, sometimes it just doesn't go right.
Right.
It's a gun. Shit.
Yeah.
Keep it
yeah.
quiet.
Got it. Got it. Use your inside voice for that one. I guess that's true. Around the kiddos. What sound or noise do you love?
Well, I love the sound of our machinery running in the back.
Yeah.
Right. I love that hum and the excitement when you walk back there and
yeah.
all of our people know that hum and they see it. So that's
a good one.
That's
for
a good
you.
Sound for
yeah.
me. It's a great sound for me.
Love it. Love it. How about you, Kate?
Holidays when you listen to your family in the background laughing and giggling
uh-huh.
or
yeah.
like this Saturday at the toy tester event, when you hear that hum
uh-huh.
between families and that's a good one. Knowing
yeah.
that everybody's talking, having fun, laughing.
Yes.
I always say, let us make the giggle memories with you.
Love it.
Really?
Perfect. Perfect. What sound or noise do you hate?
Wow.
There's two kind of screams that a child has. You know, one when mom says it's time to go,
uh-huh.
which we chuckle and we just tell mom, you're doing great. Keep
yeah.
walking.
Yeah.
It's okay. But, you know, there are times when you hear that scream that just pains your heart.
Yes.
And you know. So that's the one sound I hate.
The pain scream.
The
yeah.
pain scream.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd have to agree with that one. How about you, Bob?
You know, I guess the sound of silence, too much silence in my, you know,
yeah.
my team. But I think overall, I mean, I don't have any sound that really just really bothers me.
Irks you or bothers you.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. If you had to attempt a profession other than your own, what would that be?
Well, I would... If I could do it, I probably would have been a pilot.
Yeah.
For sure. I tell people that all the time. I wanted to do that when I was younger. I mm-hmm. never made the opportunity. So I did it as a older. I came in as, 50 doing it. So
oh, great.
Different things. So you relive what you really want to do. That's why I said don't watch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I love it. And at 50, it's never, right. never too late. Yeah. I love it.
I probably would like to be a consultant. I would like to help young entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Live their dreams of owning their own businesses because I think we have a couple generations that are tipping their toes back into it. We're starting to see younger families opening toy stores now around the country. Mm-hmm. And it's so neat. And you see them walk into Kid Stop when they're visiting and they're like, can we spend 20 minutes with you?
Yeah.
And it's like working with one of the kids. Yeah. It's so fun. And we wish them only the best of luck.
And so
fulfilling. I would love to do that for years.
Yeah.
Well, I think when you're talking about that, I think what you see is you have – our age group with lots of businesses out there, right? And they don't either have a team to take that business or employees that want to take it. Mm-hmm. There is an opportunity for young people right now like you will never, ever ever see again. And I think if you have that entrepreneurial spirit or you want to be a business person, I think it is a time that you can do that. You have to find a mentor or find some people that can coach you up to it.
Yep.
But I believe right now, especially for young women, young men, diversity, there's so many opportunities for them and they just have to find the right business they want to take over. And it doesn't have to be the sexy business either. I think people look for, the restaurant or some kind of tech company or something like that. There are so many great businesses out there, similar, toy store or there's just so many opportunities for people. Yeah. And I think the thing is just not be afraid and take that leap, right?
Yeah,
leap
absolutely. And I do think too, to that point, I think there's so many people that feel like they have to invent the next big thing or the next greatest iteration. And sometimes when you just go back to basics and do something so well, you stand out because you do it so well. So the point and what you both do in your work. So.
You get to commit to the community, to your family, to other people's families. I have 235 families I'm responsible for, right? When you start looking at it that way, it's a different feeling that you get than just about, I don't want to, people will say, well, I don't want a company because I have to have people working for me. Well, that's part of the deal, right?
Yeah.
That's a responsibility you have.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. I love it. And what profession would you not like to do? What just sounds awful?
Nuclear physics for me, I don't think I have the brain power for it.
I'm right there with you, my friend.
I've done so many things. I'm not afraid of anything, but I think that one would be the one I'm like, I just don't know if I could do that.
Yeah, don't know if I got that one. That's hilarious.
Waitressing. I did it for 8 years, putting myself through college.
Oh, okay.
I know what goes on in that kitchen.
Yeah.
When you upset a cook. Crazy time. But it was a good time.
Yeah.
Because I got through college debt free.
Yes.
So I will give a high five on that.
Yes.
So take care of your waitresses.
Don't necessarily want to go back. Right.
But,
right.
Long hours, weekends, but just find something you love.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Love it. And if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates? We'll end with that one.
You have more work to do.
Oh, right? Nice. Okay.
Yeah, right. That's it. You have more work to do.
Okay. So you're not resting, huh?
I don't think that's in. I think there's always something you can do to help somebody individually or help a group, right?
I love it. Right? I love it. Love that heart.
I agree, but I think I just want to hear welcome.
Nice. Nice. I have the feeling you'll hear both. Absolutely. I can't thank you both enough for being here. One of the things that I'd like to wrap with is, well, first and foremost, how can people reach you if they want to get in contact with either of your businesses? How's the best way? Is it LinkedIn or a website? Or what's the best way to learn about you both?
Well, you can learn about Prisma either through prismagraphic.com.
Okay.
You go to our website, our Instagram, and I understand that's how everybody likes to look at
stuff,
right? That's so our Instagram. We do have Facebook also. And
nice.
then you can hit me on LinkedIn too.
Okay.
So
great.
That's easy.
Great. And it's Robert Anderson, correct?
Right.
Perfect. How about you, Kate?
So if you want to know about Kid Stop, you can head to kidstoptoys.com. There are hundreds of toys up there, and we do next day delivery for Phoenix. UPS
nice.
Brings it to your door. Of course, Facegram, Facebook, Instagram.
I like Facegram.
Facegram.
That's Gram.
That's 2020.
My mind is going right. like
See?
This. And let's just, okay. Let's just so Facebook and together. Instagram, we do it all, but the best way?
Yes.
Be at the Toy Tester event this weekend.
There you go.
Saturday.
That's how you experience
shoes,
it.
And you will experience a lot of fun.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Well, one final word of wisdom. If our listeners are chiming in and want to know what's the best nugget, piece of advice, wisdom that was maybe shared with you or that you've learned on your journey, what would be that thing that you would share with them?
Never, never give up.
Oh, you and Winston Churchill. I love it.
Yeah, and I would say I would go on that one with the A Man in the Arena, or I also tell women at work, The Woman in the Arena by Theodore Roosevelt. It was that, you know, the only one that's in there is you. And so no one can judge you by what you've done off that moment, right? So that's the same thing. Don't give up, and you're back at it the next day.
Love it. And I have to just personally say that I love that you added the or woman in the arena. That's awesome. Because as much as I love that, I love that even more. So.
I think he better. He's surrounded today.
Exactly. he's outnumbered in this room.
What's built my company.
I was going to say, well, there you have there you it. Go, there right? you have it. Well, okay. I appreciate that. I'm sure our listeners do too. Well, thank you both so very much for being here today. We loved having you, and I know our listeners are enjoying it. And we'll listen on the podcast and be able to continue to learn from you both. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Jody.
You have been listening to the Leadership Lowdown hosted by me, Jody Lowe, and powered by UN Improved and Conscious Capitalism Arizona. At UN Improved, we are passionate about partnering with companies' leadership to develop their most valuable asset, their people. To learn more about our personal and professional development classes and trainings, visit uandimproved.com or contact me at jody@unimproved.com. Thank you all again for listening, and we will talk with you soon.